Parshas Tazria Sheni, Chapter 13, Verse 6, Perek Yud Gimel, Posik Vav. We're in the middle of discussing the plague, Negat Saraz, the lesions that he finds a person, and he is seen by the Kohen, and when the Kohen sees that it has not spread out, so he closes him up for 7 days until he can come and inspect him again. So Pasuk Vav says, V'roh ha-koyin oisoi ba-yoyim ha-shvi'i. And the koyin sees him on the 7th day, Sheni, the second time. V'hine keyo ha-nega. And now he sees that the lesion has become lighter. V'loi posa nega ba-oyir. And the plague, the lesion has not spread out in the skin. V'tiyarei ha-koyin. So then the koyin shall proclaim him clean. Mispachasi. That's a mispachas. A mispachas is the name of a clean lesion. V'chibes begoda v'toyer. So he washes his garments and he is be clean. Now he still has to wash the garments, Rashi says, because he has to toivel, because he needed to be closed up, so he has to wash the garments. So even though the Pasuk says just v'chipez begodov, and it doesn't talk about his body, the toher, but I saw in the Cheskuni that it's a kol shekein that v'chipez is begodov. And we can learn this out also from Rashi, that Rashi said before, that the difference between carrying by carrying is more chamur, because over there you require also the begodov and koshkein gufoy, as opposed to just touching the tumah over there. So we see that when the begodov are needed to clean, so you need to put the begodim in the mikveh. That's a more serious form of tumah, and you would have to go to the mikveh yourself too, in addition to washing your garments. Now there's also a whole big deal about the Mefarshim, Rashi's. If you see again, Rashi Pshuta Shel Mikra, Rashi says, that if it stands, if the color stays, or if it spreads, Rashi says, let's do the Rashi. I'm going ahead of myself. The Pasuk says, and behold, the nega has become dimmer. So, the color has become dimmer. So then, after 7 days, he is tame. He's toyer. But if either one of the conditions, either he stays as is, didn't change the color, or even if hucha, but it spreads out a pasa, or it spreads out tomei, in either case it would be tomei. That's mashma in the pasuk, the pshat in the pasuk. But as the Ramban said, this is the mashma in the pshat. But according to the Gemara, the Mishnah, and the Goyim, and etc., there's a whole shail about this, and the Mefarshim deal with this whole inyan. Next, the Pasuk says that it's a mispachas. Rashi, mispachas is shem nega toir, it's a name of a clean nega. That's why it says mispachasi, that it's a mispachas. By the way, we're talking about right here, I mean, it's not negated, this Pasuk particular, the whole idea of negoyim. The Alter Rebbe writes in Lukut Teira that the whole union of nega he brings from the Rambam, that it's not shaykh bismanenu, and the reason why it's not shaykh bismanenu is because it's it's a spiritual inyan, and even the tumah takes place through a koyin. Not like any other tumah, which you either you tumah or you're not tumah. The koyin is timah oisai, the tumah is metayrim. And the Alter Rebbe explains in the Maimer that it's faket, which is talking about a very high madrega. So the only place where the nega is Beir HaBosor. When the person is complete, he's a tzaddik, everything else is as it should be. And you see the Beir HaBosor, that's only the chitzonius. So there you have a neg over there. But bismanenu zeh, in which unfortunately even the tzaddikim is in the inside, there is a problem. So there is no nega, there is no need for a nega on the outside. It's not just in the front, on the outer layer, on the skin, but the nega is actually inside. This is in the Maimer Odom Kiyibayr Besori, in the Tazriya, the Maimer Tazriya. Chibes Begodo V'Toyer, Dr. Rashi, Hoyil V'Niskak Li'Sogir, since he was required to be closed up. So L'Chayre, why should he be Tomei? But he was required to be closed up, Nikra Tomei, he's already called Kam Tomei V'Tzorich Tevila. So Rashi says to you that he requires Tevila. So this is the person. And also the chibes begodov, also the begodov, and the reason the tzarich tefillah is, as I mentioned earlier, is lecheret hakol shekein. If the chibes begodov, certainly himself. Pasuk zayin, the im posoy sifse hamispachas ba'oir. But if the mispachas spreads on the skin, achrei osa lakoyin l'tor osoy. After it was shown to the koyin. And its purity. So after the koyin made him pure, v'nira sheni sel koyin, has to be seen a second time by the koyin. So really, as the Das Kanim says, the pasuk should have said v'nira shlishi sel koyin, because it's the third time he visits the koyin. The first time, the koyin locked him up for 7 days, and then after the 7 days he cleaned him. But it's a second time to the. From the previous time, he calls it a second time. It's a second time after the Kohen made him tar. It's a second time after that. Rashi doesn't comment over here, but that's what the Das Kanim says. He should have said shlishis. Pasuk ches v'roa Kohen, and the Kohen will see v'in in a pasuk saw mispachas boyer. Taka, it's true that the mispachas has spread in the oyer. V'timoy ha-koyin. So the koyin makes him tumah. Again, as mentioned earlier, this is not dependent on what the tumah is, it's just the koyin has to be metamim. And the Rebbe brings down in the Sichas that it actually takes a koyin a'isha chesed. Who can declare another yid tumah? It's only a koyin a'isha chesed. And that's why the Torah gave it over to the koyin. V'timoy ha-koyin, tzoras, who? Then that is a leprosy, this particular lesion, even though it's a mispachas, but since it's spread out, it is a tzaras. So Rashi v'timei hakoyin. So what happened to hakoyin? The mushitimei harei muchlot. Once he's tomei, then he becomes totally tomei, not as opposed to sulet. I mean, decided, defined, definitively tomei. And what happens to somebody who is tzaras? V'zokuk litziporim v'lataglachas v'lekorban. Then he requires the korban of the bird and the haircut and the korban that is said in Parshas Istiyah. The Mishnah in Megillah, Ein Bein, in the end of the I believe third parak over there, is one of the Ein Beins, Ein Bein L'Tzoyra Mukhlet, L'Tzoyra Muzgar Elo, L'Tziporim and Taklachas and the korban. This is the that they need, they require, the mukhlet requires the birds and the haircut and the karma, as we will learn in the Pasha of Zeshtiyah, that is the next seder of Zeshtiyah, Teres HaMetzoyra. Rashi calls this the Pasha of Zeshtiyah. We usually call it Metzoyra, but some people are careful not to call it actually Metzoyra because of the name, but they call it Zeshtiyah. Rashi, we see, calls it Pasha of Zeshtiyah. Tzorasi, Mispachas azois. This mispachas is tzaras, because before Rashi said the mispachas shem negatoyer, but here this one is a mispachas. Tzaras of Rashi losh nekeva. That's why it's a he, because the tzaras is a language, is a feminine language. Pasuk tes nega tzaras kisiyu ba'odom. Pasuk starts again. If there will be a person, will have a legion of tzaras. A person will have huva lakoyin. It will be brought to the koyin. Now, in these following psukim, the pasuk is going to talk more dinim of different tzaras. Before we learn by seis, by sapachas, by baheres, we learn more different more tzaras. But here the pasuk doesn't say like we learned before, v'huvel arin hakoyin alech bibonov, it just says v'huvel hakoyin. Pasuk yud, v'ro hakoyin, and the koyin will look, v'hinei, Seis levono ba'oir. Is a white seis type of name of another leprosy, another lesion in the skin. V'yehofcha seir levon. That turned the hair that the person has on his hand, so the hair is black, or whatever color the hair is, but now, because the hair, there's the lesion over there, now the hair has turned white. And Rashi says, umichyas basar, meaning another, or that's either in that case, that would be a sign of tumah, or umichyas basar chai baseis. Michyas means loshon chai, living. There is like a healthy living piece of flesh in that seis. So it's part, it's on the skin, but it also has meat to it. There's healthy meat in that seis. Not like a dried up or not. Losi Rashi. Michyas uktrashi shin mit belaz. Rofui. That means soft. Zoktrashi, what it means is shenepach miktsas haloiven shebetoichas eis, part of the white which is inside of this leprosy, the leprosy which is this eis, this particular lesion turned lemari basor, it turns in, it gets the look of flesh. Now instead of looking like a lesion, you see in the lesion you see flesh in it. Afu simantuma, that's also a sign of impurity. Either sayer lavon below michya, a white hair without the sign of michya, or michya below sayer lavon, or the michya without the white hair. But only by this fourth one, before we had say sabachas beheres, now we have this is the says that we learned before, but before we had the three say sabachas beheres, and this one is the in the seis the Torah tells us this. The sapachas is actually a secondary to the seis and to the baheres, and therefore we have four. But over here we're talking about the seis that has the michya or the cider. But the same thing is true with regards to the sapachas or the baheres. It's also similar to Pasuk Yudalef. Tzadas neshenes he be'oy b'soroi. This is an old tzadas in the skin of his flesh. V'timay ha'koyin. So this, the koyin is metame right away, as opposed to before where he just locked him up. So these dinim we're talking now, where it becomes mukhlet right away. Lo yazgirenu. Doesn't have to close him up. Shouldn't close him. Ki tamehu. For he is tame. So there's no waiting or looking to find out. He's talking right away. So that's the Shenasi. Zakrashi. Maka Yishenehi. This is an old wound. Tachas HaMichya, which is underneath that Michya. The Chabura Zu Niris Beriya Milmailo. And this wound appears healthy on the top. But V'tachtem Lo Lecha. And beneath it is full of moisture. So why is the pasuk have to tell us that it's an old? Why do we have to know that is with the explanation of it? So krasha lo yitoymar. So you don't say hoyil vel samichya, since it became now the michya, the flesh is back up there. That means that it's healing. Atareno, I'm going to purify it. The Torah is telling you don't purify it because there is a wound underneath there and it's full with lecha. And it's not going away. And this is a leprosy. This is a lesion which is going to stay. Apparently the lesion means that it's something that's going to stick around. If it's healthy, if it's leaving, then it wouldn't be a tzaraz. I mean, we don't say that the should lock him up, and then the next day, look, he's healed. There's no more tzaraz there. The expertise of the kohen is to tell him that he has a tzaraz. But that's what the pasuk has to tell you, that you should know that it's Ras Hashanasi, that there is a wound over there, and what it looks like on the top doesn't mean anything, because it's really a tzaraz. So if we learn like the Rashi learned before in the Pshuto Shel Mikra, it seems like either either if he's locked up when the kohen is not sure because he doesn't have these simonim, the simonei tuma, but then after the seventh day he comes back, it either spread or it turns whiter than his tummy that way, or lechatchila when he comes to him and he sees that he has this michya or he has a seir lavan, then he would make him tummy right away. Pasuk Yud Beis, im paro yach sifracha tzaraas ba'oir. And if the tzaraas has spread over the skin, and the tzaraas covers the entire skin of the person, from the feet of the person until the, from the head to the feet, the entire body changed to that color, to the all of the visible, what the kohen can see with his eyes. And then we'll see the next one is will be toher. Rashi, Mereshoi, from his head, doesn't mean on the kohen, we're talking Shalodom, talking the head of the person, of that person, Vadraglov, until his feet. Or maybe Mereshoi means from the beginning of the tzaraas. Why would it be when they talk about the kohen? Rashi's coming to exclude, you shouldn't say Mereshoi from the top of the nega till the bottom of the nega. Maybe you can touch like there's something. It blossomed, parayach tifrach, the tzaraas. No, Rashi says top to the bottom is from the person, the person's head and the person's feet, not the fur, head and the feet of the nega. We don't have to exclude the kohen. The kohen doesn't have a nega here, so that's obvious. Okay. So l'chol mare enei akoyin, the Rashi to the vision of the kohen. The Rashi prat l'koyin shechoshach ma'ire. This exclude a kohen whose eyesight has become darkened. So I'm just wondering, the halacha, is it just that he's not fully visible, can't see well, and then he can see himself but he doesn't see well, that's what we're excluding, or we're excluding a kohen that can't see but let's say he has somebody else telling him what it looks like, and the pasuk is coming to tell us, no, that the kohen has to be able to see himself. I think that that's the pshat. We're not talking about a kohen that has bad eyesight. I mean, what would be the gather then? So we're talking about a kohen that can't see and somebody else is telling him, so that he's no good. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Now the other pasuk Yud Gimel, a koyin, the koyin sees when the kisa tzaraas is called b'soroi, that the tzaraas covered the entire flesh. V'tiras anega, then he would clean, make this nega clean. Kula afach lavon, if it's all turned white, meaning all nega looks like Torah is Torah, and this is what is used in by the Chazal, that if kula hafach lavon, that if it's all the dirt which is not zakai at all, generation will be tired anyways, because this seems to be a strange halacha. If you have a small lesion then on a spot, then you're tummy, but if it's on the entire body, then it's tired. Now when it means the entire body, does it mean you have to just look at the halacha? Does it mamash mean, so if 90% of the body, then his tummy, 100% of the body, and which spaces? I noticed some of the mefarshim say l'chol marein akoyin, that prat to the places which are in hiding, which are covered, that maybe that's not, so looking just to see exactly what the shear is. But if it's kula hafach lavan, then it becomes tahir. Can't be, if you can't find the zuchus, it's like if they totally say that a person is guilty, so we can't accept their testimony, we can't accept the verdict, because there has to be some sort of a limud zchus. The Rebbe is baruch on this in many sichas. Go by it. Pasuk Yudalet, ubiyoyim heirois boi bosor chai gitma. But if on the day, in the day that the live flesh, basar chai, that's the michya, will be seen in the blood, yitma should be tummy. Now, we're not talking about over here, we'll see in Rashi, if kulay hafach lavan toiru, that if in the lavan there is a michya, at that time is toir, and that doesn't change. We're talking about generally. by a leprosy, if you're not sure, if you're soiger, if you close him, and if it has a michya, it's tummy. So why is the pasuk repeating it again? So Rashi says, why are we repeating this din alone? We learned about a michya before. So Rashi, b'yoyim herois boy basar chai. So Rashi, im tzomcha boy michya, harikvar pirish. If tzomcha michya, if in the nega sprouts a michya, a flesh, like new, fresh growth of flesh, is healthy flesh, chai. We already said that the michya is a sign of tumah. So why is he telling us here? So Rashi explains, Ela bat harishaho yanega be'echad me'esrivar barashi vorim she'ein mitamim mishumichya. If the nega was placed on one of the 24 main limbs that would not be tamei because of the michya. Why? For Rashi means on the top, not the main, on the top of the Aver, which you can't see the Nega all at once, because it slants down from the point down and down. So then it does metame. So then, V'chozor Isha Aver. Then if the top of that limb, which before was toyer, now it becomes revealed, now you can see it, the slant that before you couldn't see, now it's alidei shuman, it became fat, kigon shehivri, like the person became healthy, fatter, v'nasarocha, became wide, v'niris b'amichya. So now you can see the michya. Before you couldn't see because it was at a point. So you couldn't see the whole size of the michya. You have to look around and around. Can't see it in one spot. But now that it became thicker, so you can see it. It becomes tomei. So b'yoyim erois b'bosar chai yitma. What does it say? End the day. Say b'erois b'bosar chai. Ma tamad loymer. The lama to teach us yeshem shatarayim boy. There's some day that you will see. On the day that you see, because there is the Yeshiyam Shiratarei Boy, and there's a day that you don't see, that you shouldn't look and you shouldn't make him tummy. Mikano Amruf, we say Achosn, Noisim Lekol Shivas Yimei HaMishta, you give him the entire 7 days of the Mishta, Loi, to him, himself, if he has leprosy, Liksusei of his garment, Ulebeis of his home, Vechein Beregel, and also during a holiday, Noisim Lekol, we give to the person who has a leprosy, call Yimei HaRegel, the entire days of the festival. So we see that the kohen doesn't have to be metameh, that there is sometimes that you let it go. And with the exception that Rashi brings down. Pasuk Tezvav, V'ro'a kohen es ha-bosar ha-chai. And when the kohen sees the live, healthy flesh, v'timay, so then he will say that he's tamei. Habosar achai tomehu, the healthy flesh, he is tomeh. Tzarazu, that is the tzaraz. Tzarazu habosar ahu. Now it says who instead of he. Before I said tzarazu, because tzarazu is that flesh. Habosar achai tomehu, that means tomeh tzarazu. That bosar is tomeh. Habosar ahu bosar loshen zochem. Pasuk tzayin. But then what happens if the healthy flesh, the basar achai, turns back to white? So he loses the sign, the michya sign. There's no more healthy flesh. So you come to the koyin. Pasuk zayin. The koyin sees being a nepach hanegel leloven, that the plague again turned to white. No more michya. So the kohen will make the nega clean. He is tired.